you feel it. I know you wanna change your history, just so you can be connected to all the madness. Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 22nd of October, and right now it's cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with thunderstorms and temperatures ranging from low 26 to half 29 degrees Celsius, with heat index on 33. It will be breezy with easterly winds at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is on 90% and with the rainfall amount near 90.3 mm possible. Later on we can expect overcast with a chance of thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms after midnight, with winds from northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is on 80% with the rainfall amount near 11.2 mm possible. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 50%. Resident Assembly Service invites us to ACT, which is Collective Priorities and Values Action Meeting, tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. We will be able to choose from the following priorities: affordable housing, entry, participatory planning, economy, violence in Oroville and disobedience of decisions, or we can suggest our own. And then we will join an action group at the meeting to discuss goals and actions plans to support our priority. And then we will act. Your group will act on the ideas discussed and its plan. The group will then report back in 2 weeks on the progress of their proposed actions. The Resident Assembly Service will report back to the community on the progress of the project. But for more information, you can call on 948-66-23749, or we can write to RASService at oroville.org. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Yatra Arts Foundation in Kulapalam invites us to the 7th anniversary celebration with cultural program consisting of folk songs by Yatra theater team, Bharatnatyam dance performance, vocal and art exhibition by the children of Yatra Arts Foundation, Vina recital by Shri Kanachi Kamakuti Pita Ashtanta Vinay Vidvankaru Kurchi, Tiru Aravi, Shyamal Aravi, Tiru Shugopakumar, and T.R. Arvind Kausik. Tamil Heritage Center is still celebrating today and tomorrow afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. the Sara Festival of Evolution at Ilangarka Educational Center in Oroville. And due to the pujas and celebrations, the Morgan Cafe will be closed for Saraswati Puja tomorrow, and Roma's Kitchen will be closed on 25th, which is Thursday, for dinner. Both of them are sorry for inconveniences. The Oroville Library informs us that due to the rain, they have decided to stop opening the library on Saturday evening. And from this Saturday's 27th onward, the library will be open from 9 to 12:30 in the morning, and then in the afternoon from 2 to 4:30 p.m. like every other day. On 4th of November, Life Education Center will be organizing a one-day workshop for awareness on alcohol dependency and measures to address this issue. Their intention is to bring this awareness to women, family of alcohol dependent members in our local area, because this workshop in Tamil will be conducted by a professional experienced group from Chennai concerned, along with medical experts from Pondi and associated members of groups already addressing these problems. They sincerely urge you to send Tamil-speaking people from the local area, essentially family members, especially women, who are facing the situation every day in their homes. If men with alcohol problems themselves wish to attend, they are most welcome, but they would like to see that they are accompanied by their wife or family members. The one-day seminar will involve input from social workers, doctors, psychiatrists, as well as rehabilitated people, besides short film on actual cases. It will encourage the women participants to spell out their problem and step out the first level of diffidence and foster a sense of solidarity and peer pressure amongst themselves. Specific solutions will be spelled out about rehabilitation forms. Direct networking with the group concerned will be made possible so that counseling support is steadily available. They will be organizing lunch for all the participants. Hence, they request you to register on before 31st of October by phone to Indirani on 915-99-47544 or Tulek 262-2082, or you can email to harini@oroville.org. The monthly visit of Tibetan doctor will be on Saturday 27 at Tibetan Pavilion International Zone. You need to make an appointment either by phone on 262-2401 or mail to Kalsan at oroville.org in on Sunday 28th of October from 4 to 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone. Amal Kiran will release his writings on Savitri Part 2. Collected Comments Part 1 Essays was published in 2010. The two volumes are priced at 380 rupees each, and on these occasions only they will be available at the discount price of 240 rupees each. On Sunday, 11th of November, it will be table tennis tournament in Oroville from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Players wanting to participate can register name and contact number with Logo at Mahasuraswati, Suresh at New Creation Field, or Jyoti at Citadine. Weekly dinners at the Youth Center expanded their choice of weekly dinners, and now they are welcoming the community to share three dinners per week with fun and good food. Tuesday, they are starting with an Italian dinner night, inspiring you with some traditional Italian dishes, and they hope for some spontaneous live music. On Wednesday evening, dosa dinner will start again with traditional local sauces. The Saturday pizza night will continue, and they give you the opportunity to learn silk screen painting as well, but you have to bring your own t-shirt. All the dinner starts at 7. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there will screen Journey to the Life Divine Part 1. This is the film from Sri Aurobindo Ashram and covers the lives and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother from their childhood up to November 24, 1926. It shows the spiritual development and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother and the work they did for the new evolutionary step toward Life Divine for mankind and earth. They felt their mission from childhood onwards. We learn about Sri Aurobindo's earliest spiritual experiences, his involvement in politics and the time in jail, as well as his call to Pondicherry. We see the mother's specific spiritual development, her knowledge of occultism and her training, her time in Japan, and then their meeting in Pondicherry. 24th of November 1926 is an important date in their work, the day of victory when the our mind Krishna descended into the physical body of Sri Aurobindo. After this, Sri Aurobindo withdrew to devote himself to further more concentrated spiritual research, putting the mother in charge of the ashram. The film closes with a view of the united symbol of the mother and the Sri Aurobindo and some impressions of the growth of the ashram. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian sport comedy, Passengers of Ferrari, made in India in 2012 by writer and director Rajesh Mapuskar. And tomorrow they will screen German drama Culture, Wildchild, in collaboration with Goethe Institute Max Müller Bavan, and it was made in Germany in 2006 by director Christian Wagner. On Wednesday, they will screen a cultural documentary, El Sistema, Music to Change Life, made in Venezuela in 2009 by director Paul Smashny. To be free from all egoistic motive, careful of truth in speech and action, void of self-will and self-assertion, watchful in all things is the condition for being a flawless servant, wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.radio.org. The ghost awaiting your release. I know you know what I mean. Just do it. Take a moment. We can make the world so calm and free.